guests today are Diane King and Jim Rizzoli. And we're actually letting Jim talk. It's pretty difficult being on with two women, but we're trying to be fair here, right, Diane?
Sure.
Yeah, right. Bless both your hearts. Anyway, we will be taking calls this hour, and we were talking about church and watching TV, and it's very interesting. People have said, "Well, gosh, with this COVID thing, they've shut down the churches. That's terrible. It's the first time in history that they've done this." But keep in mind that back in 1965, the churches were given corporate status. Now, at that time, they did not have to declare any money that came in or anything like that. Because it was tax-free. And then they became corporations. They became 501c3 corporations, which means that the government controls them. So when COVID came along, they were able to shut down all the churches. Now, I quit going to church. I formally resigned from the cult that I belonged to, which was a very good thing. I'm glad I did that. And the reason I did it is because I looked into the history and was revolted, absolutely revolted by what I found. So, you have to look into the history. You really do. Okay, do we have a caller? Did you want to respond to what I just said before we take calls?
Well, I think because the government doesn't want us to go to church, we should go to church. If there's a church in your community that says, give them the finger, you should go just for a political statement, even if you don't belong there. But most of, like, I live in a small town of 435 people, and there's like four or five churches. None of them were open during the COVID. I would have had to go on an hour away to find somebody who was in your face to the government. That's when you go to church. And it's not because you subscribe to their doctrine or whatever, but you support their resistance. That's when I would have gone. But I couldn't find anything around here, and I live in freaking Texas, for Pete's sake.
Well, I don't think that spirituality has anything to do with the building. I think there's a difference between religion and spirituality. I think that you can have a oneness with the loving intelligence.
It is. You can have a relationship with God without the church, and I do. It's just that when there are people in distress, seriously, who are being persecuted because they're trying to gather together, that's what you support.
Exactly, yes. And it's camaraderie.
That's right, and that's also a rallying together, in a community. Now you've got, like I said, somebody's in distress. By the way, Jim was cut out. He needs them to call him back.
Oh! Oh, my gosh!
I know, right?
Poor Jim.
Message.
Okay. Yeah. Our wonderful producer will call him back.
Okay, cool.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, are they there? Are they... Wake up! No, he's on his cell phone. Remember? Oh,
could you get him back or whatever? Okay. Oh, okay, bless your heart. Thank you. He's the best. Our producer is wonderful. He just takes
right
care
there.
Of
I guess he wasn't sleeping. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he's really terrific.
Awesome.
Okay, let's take a phone call. We'll get a male voice in here. Charles in Florida. Charles?
Yeah, how you doing, Deanna? Yeah, I agree with you. You know, one of my friends that's a writer on subjects like that is Michael Hoffman the second. He has a revisionisthistory.org.
Right.
He calls it churchianity. He doesn't want to. He was affiliated with the Catholic Church, but what? Look at the Catholic Church now. They want to have Islam and Christianity merge. I mean, Francis, the so-called Pope, is
back again.
Yeah. No, I think Francis is a Murano because he.
I'm sure he is. Yeah.
Yeah, because he came out for a painting, you know, by 1936 called Blue Crucifixion, a famous Jewish abstract expressionist. It's his favorite picture, and it has right there in Hebrew over Christ's head. It said, Imach Shemo Vesikro in Hebrew, which means may his name and memory be blotted out. And that adds up to Yeshu. It has an acronym in Hebrew.
Right.
So no more churchianity. You can't trust any of them.
I agree.
I say Yiddish expression, more cavelling and less kvetching.
Right.
That's what we need. We need to avoid all these phony churches, churchianity.
Right. Yep.
They'll betray you every time.
Yep.
They won't talk about things like Holocaust centers or anything like that.
Heavens no. In fact, a lot of them are Zionist-controlled churches.
Yeah, they're just Zionist agents, many of them.
Exactly, right.
Do you know this vaccine? Have you seen this thing that No More News with Adam Green, the latest thing?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, KNOW, No More News.
Right.
Yeah, he, on the internet, is talking about how South Park is, the so-called comedy, is pushing a thing to say Israel is leading the path for getting people to take the vaccine. They, you know.
Yeah. I don't trust them.
South Park is really a total brainwash, like all of them.
Well, have you noticed
the Simpsons?
That most of the people that actually went and settled and have lived in Israel, quote unquote, Palestine, it's Palestine, were the rich or were the poor people who did not leave Germany before the war. You're not going to get the rich Jewish people in this country to relocate. Okay? And the rich ones have always expended the poor ones for their benefit.
Well,
they use their people. They're the ones that actually arranged the pogroms in Russia in 1906 and prior to that.
In many cases, the pogroms were fake.
Right.
They were actually the peasants.
They were rich,
peasants would be fleeced by Jewish merchants, and then they get upset about it.
Right.
You know, in Gogol, you know, the Russian author Gogol, Taras Bulba, not the movie, but I'm talking about the real novel, as an example of that, of Russian peasants being fleeced by Jews, and then they have a riot afterwards. The poor,
right.
I wrote about naive.
I wrote about that in my trilogy.
That's in Boris.
It's in my books.
Oh, okay.
Extensively. I tell the whole story. That's why my books are censored.
Sure. Of course they're not going to let that out.
Well, Charles.
You ever read... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You're...
Yeah, have you ever seen the book Anti-Zion by William Grimstad? It was dedicated to King Faisal in the 1970s, the king of Saudi Arabia.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a very good authors, many world authors, including Mohammed, you know, their opinion of the Jews, you know, what Adolf Hitler said about Israel. People don't like to quote that. Refuge for scoundrels and home for budding crooks. Said that before Israel came into existence in 1940. He wasn't alive then. And also, the so-called big lie is in Mein Kampf, Adolf Hitler says the Jew promotes the big lie. The naive German believes it. That's what he says. But they say, oh, Adolf Hitler or Goebbels or somebody who was in the National Socialist government, they promoted the big. No, they didn't.
They were talking about the Jewish people. I have about five different copies of Mein Kampf, which I've read, each by a different author, the Ford, you know, just anyway. They weren't talking about themselves. The German people did not know how to do propaganda. They weren't talking about they were talking about the Jewish people when they were talking about people who tell lies over and over and over. They weren't referring to themselves. Okay, we're going to move on, Charles.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's take John in California. John?
Hello, Deanna. How you doing? It's a good show.
I'm good. And you?
John, is it John and Diane, your guest?
Jim and Diane.
I'm sorry, Jim and Diane. Well, Jim, you know, I appreciate you very... Father, they let you speak. You're very you wait. You know, you don't cut in. Thank you very much. Anyway, both of you've got a really good array of topics, and I could talk about all of them all day. But what you brought up with, I've been reading literature for over 45 years, started with the Spotlight newspaper, now it's American Free Press, and also the Barnes Review magazine, which you've got a wealth of, thanks to Harry Omer Barnes and his revisionist take on history, where he says that, you know, the victors write history, especially at the end of wars. The victors write history, and you can see what's going on. But I like a lot of that, especially topics on all kinds of things. They give the other side of the news. They said, you know, we don't do both. You know, you want to listen to the mainstream, you listen to them. And they try to give you the other side of what's going on. That's what I like. But a couple of things you talked about. I know of authors, Michael Collins Piper, all the stuff he put out, and unfortunately he's not with us anymore. It's too bad what happened to him. Same with Victor Thorne, whether the mystery of what happened to him, I don't know, but he wrote especially the Clinton trilogy. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it.
Yes.
If you haven't, get it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the last one, the murder volume, and all the interesting wealth of not just the people who died, but he gets into especially like the Bilderbergers, and that's how Bill Clinton got elected president less a year after he was invited to their meeting. But yeah, it's very good. And like I said, you try to keep it. Oh, the Holocaust. Yeah, he's going to say they build a Holocaust museum. Fine, but it does not cover all the Holocausts in history. It's only the Jewish Holocaust. And you're right, a taxpayer expense. Mm-hmm. Why do they allow that? But they won't allow any type of other Holocausts, especially the Ukrainian, which Stalin perpetuated in the 1930s.
16.5 million.
Way over. And another one that has something to do with my family history, and it's not because really they were German, but my mother's from Czechoslovakia. That's where her family came from. And they were up in that part of the Sudetenland when the Germans took that. And then at the end, when they had that big massive removal of Germans back to Germany in, 12, 10-12 million people died on that move. No, they don't.
Exactly.
They don't talk about
it. And then you had Eisenhower's death encampments.
Yeah. I've tried to look into that. I was over there, but I didn't have enough time to really look into it. It was hard to find anything.
I'm sure that they don't have anything, any road signs that lead you to one of his encampments.
No.
I'm pretty sure
you got to really dig into it.
Yeah.
But, it's like I said, they want to leave that out and put their dogma in, whether it's now being taught at the schools and that. It's really disappointing. But like I said, shows like this, RBN, you got a wealth of all kinds of different people. They have a different take on it. But the whole thing is, all of this leads, something is missing. And it's not been truthful. They want to cover it up. At least they're getting you awake, if you want to listen to it. Anyway, I thank you very much for all your work, and keep it up, and continue on.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for your phone call.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Let's take, did you want to respond or say anything before we go on to Bobby in Florida?
No, we're good.
Okay.
That was a good comment, though.
Yes, it was. Thank you, John, for calling in. Great. Okay, Bobby in Florida.
Oh, hello, Deanna. I like your guest you have on here. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Charles Giuliani. He's a someone.
Yeah, he lives about 20 miles away from me.
Oh, does he? Okay. Well, you guys aren't. You're not part of like the Christian Identity Group or nothing like that.
No,
good. I'm glad. But I just I don't know. I grew up a Christian. I grew up going to church and all, and I always had questions about the Old Testament, and I was always shunned. You know, they always tell me, you know, we don't talk about that. You know, all the murder and killing. Even when I was 8 years old, I was asking questions. You know, what about this? You know, where Moses was told to go kill all these people and all. Well, anyway, I just don't understand how people can say they're anti-Zionist but they're Christian, because if you're a Christian, you're a Jew. I mean, there's no way out of that. If you really look into it, I don't understand. And that's where I get confused. Well, I don't get confused. It's just, I just don't understand it, you know? I mean, I hear a lot of people, even on RBN, I like the station, and I like this listen to some of the people, but when they get into, you know, they're really slamming Israel and the Jews and all, but then they'll turn around, you know, the Lord has a plan, and well, you're in with them, you know?
Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater here. Okay, there's Christian and there's apostate Christian, and I don't think you understand that, because see, a lot of these people think the Christian religion is just something that came from the Jewish religion. It has nothing to do with it. Okay, so true Christianity is a whole different ballgame. And of course, if you're talking to Charlie Giuliani, you're not going to have any belief in God. I've gone around with Charlie. Yeah. And Charlie used to be a believer, but he went down the wrong rabbit hole.
Okay. Thank you, Bobby, for your phone call. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guests today are Jim Rizzoli and Diane King. And just a word about the Old Testament. And the so-called 40 years in the desert.
Okay, Deanna, can I say something here? I mean, I haven't, so I wanted to totally defer to Jim on this. Jews were supposed to have become Christians. That was the whole point of the faith-based, all the things that were going on. They rejected Jesus Christ, and that also was purposeful. So we who were Gentiles could come in, and then eventually, I suppose, some Jews have accepted Jesus Christ. But they don't. Okay, so the point is also the Old Testament, we can't, when you watch Braveheart, you say, wow, they're really harsh, and well, they shouldn't fight like that and destroy each other like that. You can't judge a time period based on our time period.
Right.
We have to evaluate the time period of the time and what was attempted to do with the time. And by the way, we aren't all that great ourselves. 82 million babies have been killed under our watch. Yeah, we're real merciful. Yeah. So, but anyway, when we're judging other time periods, when we're judging God, we need to embrace what was going on in that time period.
Okay. there is a book. For one thing, and the Jews. The Jewish people, let me tell you about this book. The book is called Egypt Knew Neither Pharaoh Nor Moses. There are two sources for the Jewish people. One is the Khazars, who were converted in 800 BC, and the other source is Arabia, or what we now know as Yemen. The reason that the U.S. is bombing and destroying Yemen via Saudi Arabia is because that was the site of the original Jerusalem. Jerusalem, if you were to go to Jerusalem now, it is not on a high mountaintop. You're going to find the original Jerusalem in Yemen. They're not from Palestine. The reason that they took Palestine is because of the minerals that are associated with the Dead Sea and for various other reasons. They admit that Palestine was not their original home. Paul went to Arabia. These people are not Semitic. They are not from Palestine. The Torah is not really their book. Yes, it was a made up book. They didn't spend 40 years in the desert. Okay, there's not a shard of pottery. There's not any evidence that anybody spent 40 years in the desert. Okay, they never went to Israel, or they never went to Egypt. They never mentioned the pyramids. It's all made up, all of it.
All right. And so I got an opinion.
Oh, okay, you can have one.
Well, here's my opinion. Okay.
Okay, go.
Let's just deal with the term Christian. Jesus was a Christian, right? Do we agree with that?
He was a healer. He was not Jewish. He was a Nazarene.
Okay, if he's a Nazarene, he was an Israelite.
That's right.
Okay, he was an Israelite.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I don't believe the Jew thing either. Okay, but here's my point. Okay, if you believe in Jesus, then you would have to believe in what Jesus believed.
That's right.
Jesus believed in Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. He believed in Moses. He right. believed in the prophets.
How do you know that?
He believed in
the
all
flood,
that stuff.
Because he talked about
okay.
it.
He talks about it. Okay?
That's right.
And that's the point. So you can't separate the issues. And this is what the Jews are doing. That they want, see, they have infiltrated Christianity to such a way that now everybody is being getting the perverted view of what Christianity is.
He talked about Moses. He talked about David.
He talked about Noah. He talked about numerous things from the Old Testament to affirm who he was, the prophecy, the events, and that basically just confirmed who he was, basically a fulfillment of what they were looking for.
But that term Judeo-Christian was not
that has nothing to do with
World War II.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. See, Deanna, you have to understand that this is a Jew thing, what they're doing.
Yep.
Okay, they are getting people to accept a perverted Christianity, okay, and a perverted Israelite, okay, because the Israelites were a group of people. They existed, okay? They turned apostate. God rejected them. That was the end of them.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This will be worse than the Holocaust.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me.
We are on RBN. We're taking phone calls. And let's see. Have we talked to everybody? Wayne. Okay, we got Wayne in Texas. Wayne?
Yep.
Oh?
Just email me at mrtapman@gmail.com, and it's mrtapman@gmail.com. We'll put you on our email list, and we'll get you everything out there. Okay.
Against white males, and it's coming from the mainstream media, which is no surprise, military and even political leaders. And what I find surprising is there's no blowback or no one's coming out publicly calling out these entities for the racism involved here. And I'm talking about church leaders and conservative other political leaders. So what I'm trying to get to the bottom of is what I see is a slow motion, barely perceptible white genocide going on here, primarily against white males. And would you agree with that? And what state, if so, what stage would we be in, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something what's going on here.
This is
a war between Christianity
and
Jews. This is what it is. Okay. The white male is a big part of that
because being white. Okay. So this is the Jews want to destroy white males, and particularly people that are acting like Christians. And that term I use, that's a tough term to take upon yourself, because it's not a church, it's not, you know, a group of people, it's individual people acting like a Christian.
It's character. And
that's right.
The interesting thing is, Jesus said that in order to take over a person's property, you have to bind the strong man. After, in National Socialist Germany, they determined that the Germans were the strong men. And the only way they could accomplish their goals, which was the Jew bankers and the Jew system in the world, was to defeat the strong man. Well, by association, the white man is considered the strong man dispersed throughout the world. And so they have to bind the strong man to be able to accomplish their purposes. And that's why the demonization on every front against white males.
That makes a lot of sense. And what I find most alarming is there's seemingly a lot of people very clueless to this going on, almost a blasé attitude, like it's going right over their head. And this is something that I think will definitely sneak up on a lot of people. And do you have any thoughts on what a good countering plan would be to start fighting back against this? Because I think it's fairly, you know, it's along a certain path here already, and I feel like we'll get to a certain point where we'll be at no return. So do you see good counterattacks here?
Well, I'll give you my opinion. Again, my opinion is just my opinion. We are in a foxhole. We have our guns out. Mm-hmm. We're shooting everybody that comes at us. And that's all I can say. And if we live, die, whatever, it doesn't matter. We just have to stand in the foxhole as an army of one and fight them off as best we can. We're outnumbered. We're outmoneyed. We're out everything. Not going to bring them down. Yeah. Okay? Just stand firm. Do the best you can. Put it in God's hands, and hopefully it all ends out good in the end.
And get the information out. That's mainly what we do. That's we find a lot of people who feel like they're the only ones. So they get a hold of our email, they contact Jim, they talk to him, and it when the army of one doesn't mean you're all by yourself. It means you're going to do what you're going to do because it's right for you to do it. Other people will join you. When you're in a foxhole, you're with other people, but you know your mission. And our mission right now is getting the information out. And when you talk to another person like yourself that says, yeah, I notice that there seems to be a real discrimination against white guys. Yeah, I noticed that too. What do you suppose is going on? You now have an army of two.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
We've gone from Father Knows Best to guys in a dress.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
A demasculization right. of our males. And that's absolutely. The whole purpose of this.
Guys that's used right. to have muscles, and now they're...
The girls have muscles.
Now the girls have muscles,
yeah.
and they have feminized men.
Yep.
When I was watching TV, it was... the men, the husbands were always they were just really, really attacking white males. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and I would agree too that, you know, again, for the last 20 years or so, even on commercials, TV shows, males have been ridiculed. You know, they're goofy, they're beer drinking goofballs, you know, and the woman always knows best. You know, some cases that's true, but I think in most very healthy couples, it's a good 50-50 proposition that, you know, men are good at some things and women are the other. But again, yeah, I appreciate the feedback because this has really been on my mind for a while.
Sure. Get in touch with me on the email.
Yep.
One more time on that?
Get in touch with me through the email.
Yes, and that email address again?
Mr. MRTAP man at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you, Wayne. All right. Let's take Nancy in California. Nancy?
I just want to say, Jim and Diane, I love you guys. You're courageous. You're wonderful. The man who called up and said, if you're Christian, you're Jew, that's ridiculous. There's
absolutely
no... There's not even any Judeo-Christian, because the Jews crucified Christ. They hated Christ. They deny Christ. There is no Judeo-Christian unless you're brainwashed by the Scofield Bible deception.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I agree.
Nailed it. In California, it. Too, huh? Wow.
Well, that's what I claim when I call in.
There you go.
So, anyway, I may not be as brave as you guys.
Oh,
or you know what? I just think that we should use. I think we should use every. I think we should use every opportunity we can to dissuade or to deceive or trick those who are our enemies. So I'm not going to call up on a show and tell people where I live, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no, good job. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Not that it's that big of a deal. I'm not saying it's even that big of a deal. But anyway, I get your guys' emails. You guys are terrific, and I forwarded them on. You know, I forward those on to other people, and people are becoming receptive and they're waking up, and you guys are making a difference. Deanna's making a difference. It's wonderful what you guys are doing.
Well, we're all making a difference, and that's what counts.
Thank you.
When you speak up, you're making a difference. Don't kid yourself. Mm-hmm. You're making your mark. You're making your mark. Absolutely.
I'm at one.
Yeah, there you
well,
go.
Well, you know, it's bothersome enough to them that they call us lone wolves, right?
Well, they wish.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, they are worried.
Pack, so there's no such thing.
That's right.
Right. But they are worried about the lone voice out there. I mean, so worried that they are trying to control our talk on or our communications on Facebook and Twitter
That's
and
right.
any
That's
way
right.
they can. The truth.
That's right.
It's like a punch in the eye to them. They can't stand the truth.
That's right.
And exactly. They're children of the lie. You know, they are really literally children of the lie. And of that who, you know, the evil that promotes lies and thrives on lies and deception and murder and evil.
That pretty much describes the Jewish narrative. So thank you very much. Appreciate
yep.
that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi. Thank you for your call.
There's a verse that in Isaiah 3 that Jim has often asked me to repeat. It's the Lord said through Isaiah, and Isaiah's just beginning. As for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. This is a judgment against the people. And by the time Isaiah came on the scene, the Hebrew people were in big trouble. Israel and Judah were in big trouble. I think Isaiah preached about the onslaught of Assyria coming on the scene. So, they're in big trouble at this point. And this is one of the indications of a judgment of a nation when something like this happens.
Diana, you should have me on another show, and I'll give you the whole lowdown on mm-hmm. what I've examined through the Bible and history, and I'll tie it all together for you. And I think you'll appreciate it, and the people in your audience will appreciate it, because nobody's going to say what I'm going to tell them, because they can't, all right, because it's too much to lose. If they hear the truth about God, they hear the truth about the Bible, they hear the truth about history, and it's all tied in with the Jews.
Always.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, we'll definitely schedule another program.
It will be worse than the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah. Nothing more outrageous to know.
More controversial.
People hate God. That's
okay, let's take James in Vancouver. James?
Vancouver, huh?
Yes, good afternoon.
that bashing of the white men started right after the Kennedy assassination on television. You remember, okay. Before the Kennedy assassination, television shows featured men that were dynamic, intelligent, high moral standards, that kind of thing. Like TV shows like Route 66, for example. And right after the Kennedy assassination, we got the Dick Van Dyke Show. We got I Dream of Jeannie, and I can go on and on. So, in your analysis, I would suggest you also consider the Central Intelligence Agency.
Oh,
they're the ones that. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
What about it?
Yeah.
Sorry? Go ahead. Yes.
Go ahead.
It's the CIA, okay? I know I've been listening to the program, and I'm not going to argue with the rest of it, but the guys that run the place are the Central Intelligence Agency, along with the NSA, okay?
Right.
They're the ones that run the show. Anyway.
Okay, what's your point?
For taking the call.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, that is true.
So, yeah, right. What's the point? Good point.
Don't go down the wrong rabbit hole here. Okay, you're getting off track here. CIA, NSA, ABC, that has nothing to do with it. Okay, we're dealing with the fight between Jews and Christians. Okay, that's all it is. That's all this is.
Listen to me. I'm half Khazar, okay? It doesn't matter to me, okay, all right? I'm just telling you who's behind it.
No, who's behind it are the Jews. They're going to use the CIA and the FBI.
Who's behind it? It's Satan.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? I mean, come on. You're on the top of the mountain. Try getting to the bottom and get it from what's really going on.
Around a while. I've seen this kind of thing, okay?
What's that?
I've seen all kinds of things. Now you're going to have to deal with China, okay?
Come on. China. Here we go again, off the trail. All right.
Wait a minute.
Don't waste your time with China. Okay, this is all economics. We're dealing with a spiritual war here. Forget any country. These are just things that take you off the trail. You're not getting what we're saying to you.
I spent 30 years over there. You don't have to tell me anything about China. I'm not saying they're. The point is the people of the United States and the rest of the world, okay, don't have the resources to handle China right now.
Don't worry about it, then.
All right? Hello?
Are you kidding me? Let's think about this. The stupidest thing that China would do is invade the United States with all the wackos here.
They don't need to invade it. You're falling apart. That's the point.
Well, we know that we're falling apart because people are not doing what they should be doing. That's why.
Well, there's a reason for that. Isn't Bill Gates buying up all the farmland? Isn't that correct?
Oh, so what? Okay. What's that going to do?
He's going to starve you out. So what? That's what I'm talking about.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
I mean, to put you out of business. You're talking about white people, okay? White people. You don't have any food. It doesn't matter, does it?
If it happens, it happens. I can't stop it. What do you want me to do? I'm not going to be afraid of all this.
None of us can do anything about Bill Gates. He's going to do what he does.
China, okay, Kissinger made a secret visit to China in 1971. He set them up to move production offshore to destroy the economy of the United States. That was Kissinger that did that. So the corporations got cheaper labor in China. China didn't have the EPA standards that we have. Cheap labor. Most of what we have is made in China. A country is rich because of what they produce, not because of because they say, oh, we're the richest country. It's what they produce. Right. America produces nothing
anymore.
Right.
And what are you going to do about it?
The point I'm trying to make.
That's right.
Kissinger did
it. Talk about this spiritual warfare.
We don't deny that.
You can talk about spiritual warfare all you want. You got to get down to the basics.
We are.
Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
The thing is, when you have ethereal philosophical discussions about what's going on, my question is always, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about the Chinese?
All righty. We are going to a break.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Alrighty, we are back. And I'm wondering, our guests are Jim Rizzoli and Diane King. Do you have any updates on Ursula Haverbeck and Sylvia Stoles?
I think they're supposed to be getting out this year. I'm not sure if they're going to recharge them like they did with Alfred Schaefer. It remains to be seen. People we know and you know, like Lady Michelle, will kind of keep us up to date about that.
Right. But
I think they are supposed to be released this year, like I said, barring recharging. But if you're on our email list, as soon as we, and vice versa, as soon as we know something, you'll know it.
Okay. Yep, I keep up to date with you, too.
I know you do. I know you do.
And that's keeping it. Tabs on you.
Oh, yeah, you're the only one. We're that far down the hole. But as I was saying, when these people come up with what we call red herrings, well, what about China? What about Bill Gates? But what about it? We're working on what you can do at your level now. We have no control over that. That's way beyond our pay grade. Let's stick with what we know and what we can do, which is what you're doing. Get the information out. Bring people together to talk about it. That's what we can do.
And I really appreciate it, and certainly appreciate you being a guest on my program today. It just seems like my years with RBN have just flown by. There are some times I think, oh, I should probably give it up. But I enjoy interacting with other like-minded people. I love the people that I interview. I just really enjoy interacting with other people who are seeking the truth.
You have a venue for people to come to. That's becoming rare and targeted. So if you just keep it up as long as you can.
Sure. That's what I do.
Good.
Yep. That's what we're supposed to do. Oh, bless your hearts. Thank you so much for being on the program today. And our time is up. Gosh, no, it is. Yeah, it is, I guess. It's, yeah, okay. Gosh. Take care.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
See you next
time. Bye now.
Bye.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.